Are we live? Are we live? Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I talk gray. And I am here today with Camille Caesar. How you doing today, Queen?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay, no, of course. I see you looking dripped up and draped out. Came all branded and everything.
Absolutely. It's all about branding you and who you are, right?
Yes, of course. Well, thank you for coming out. I totally appreciate it. You know, you're looking extra fabulous.
Thank you.
Okay, so you from New York originally?
Yes, I'm originally from New York, yes.
Okay, what brought you down here to the South Florida?
Different change environment, just been in New York all my life, wanted to do something different.
Okay. So you from Brooklyn, Queens?
I am from Brooklyn. Yes, I rep Brooklyn.
718 in a building.
That's it. 9172. Yes.
Okay. All right. So how long you been down here?
I've been down here. I moved here July 15th of 2015. So I think I'm here for about 6 years now.
Six years. Okay. So did you do any like college or how'd you get your knowledge?
Okay. So I did go to school. Graduated from high school. Then ended up going to a community college. Then ended up going to Baruch College Business School. So a lot of my experience come from where I've been and the schools I've been to.
Okay. So would you say it is beneficial for somebody to go to college if they're trying to get into this business, or can you be self-taught?
You can both. School will always be important because of how you structure anything you do in your life. Mm-hmm. School gives you that foundation, you understand? And then the self-taught, I mean, if you got the way to hustle or do certain things, you're going to teach yourself how to get money. Okay. And do it the right way. You understand? So
yeah.
A little bit of both, I think, is needed in the world of finance nowadays to get what you need to get done.
Okay. I mean, cause you know, you got all these finance gurus out here. Everybody, click the link in the bio. But they ain't got no money.
Exactly. I always tell people, you know, I am the guinea pig for all the things I put out there on the streets, in my market and branding, because if I don't try it and know if it works, I can't sell it to anybody else.
Okay.
So that's how I do my thing. Yeah.
Transparency.
Exactly.
So did you ever have a 9-to-5?
Of course. I was in corporate America for about, 17 years.
Really?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I've always worked in the finance industry. I started out working at Weill Cornell Hospital in Manhattan, doing their finance and Medicare, Medicaid, and kind of just went from there loving numbers and seeing big numbers. Ultimately, I knew I wanted to have my own business because the money I was making for other people wasn't the money I was bringing in, because I only brought in a salary.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I knew I needed to make my own money the right way.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. So do you think great employees make great entrepreneurs?
Absolutely.
Why so?
Because you're taught, there's a structure, and sometime out of everything you do, working in corporate America or working wherever you were, you have that mentor. Because I ended up getting a mentor when I worked at GE Capital as a junior underwriter for health insurance and casualty insurance. And I met someone from Howard who then became a mentor, a supervisor, and now been my best friend for 25 years plus.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So you didn't have to come out the pocket or some 20 grand, 30 grand for a mentor. You got lucky.
Absolutely not. It's just I met somebody at work who happened to want to teach and want to show you around and show you the ropes. And we became friends. And she's been in my life since then and still continues to be in my life.
Wow. So you had it good, huh?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, because I know mentors are necessary, but it's like when you look out here now, 15K, 20K for a mentor.
I think with the world we living in, people always want to put a price tag on something. But if you genuinely love what you do, whatever is your profession, teaching people around you is called mentorship without paying for it. Because at the end of the day, what you get out of it or what they get out of it, they're always going to come back looking for you.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's how I look at it.
So was it difficult to leave something secure to go out on your own?
Absolutely. Like, who doesn't like secure? Every 2 weeks you get a paycheck, you have your health insurance, you're paying your 401k. Absolutely. A mother of three? Yes, absolutely.
Mother of three?
Yes.
Wow, she over here looking like she's supposed to be walking on a runway. Got the heels. Wow.
Yeah, mother of three. So, absolutely. I mean, you want to be secure in everything you do in life.
Yeah.
Whether it be working, being an entrepreneur. Security for women, a lot of minority women is evident that we want it and we need it.
Yeah.
I took a leap on faith, and I'm not telling anybody to do what I did, but, you know, the worst that can happen is you fail. You get back up and do something else. That's all I see. You know, I have a degree. I'm able to work. If entrepreneurship didn't work for me or I failed, I would have picked up a 9-to-5 to do whatever and then do it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what opened up your mindset, right, to be able to make that shift towards the money mindset?
I think COVID 2019, end of 2019, beginning of 2020, made that transition for me because I was ultimately working for someone at the time, and that person just didn't like the way I was moving, so he was able to kick me out of his business, and that kind of made me sit back and say, okay, do I go work and get another job, or do I do my own thing because I know I'm good at it?
Yeah.
And so the pandemic made it happen by the PPP, SBA, all these things that were out here. Mm-hmm. My business was already established. I just need, like any small business, we need a little capital to make it work, right?
Yeah.
Once I got that, I went full stream, and here I am today loving what I'm doing and helping other people get the same thing I got.
Okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about a failure you experienced and how'd you overcome it?
I've had quite a few failures. And that's part of life.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to polish my life saying, oh, everything was so easy. I've moved at least 10 times out of my life. So that means that I don't have a problem failing, getting back up and doing what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are stuck because they're scared to move or scared to make things happen. Or
yeah.
I just hope that, oh, you know, I can't go nowhere. I don't know no one. You don't need to know anyone. You just need to get up and go and make it happen.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I moved to Florida. I ain't know nobody.
Okay.
Just packed my car.
Bravery.
Yeah, just packed my car up. I mean, I had extended family I knew of and stuff, but to actually say I was going to live with somebody, no, I just packed my car up and drove. And wherever it dropped me, where it says, welcome to Florida, I think the first spot I hit was Pembroke Pines. Looked for an apartment there, and I was good.
What?
That's it.
What do you think gave you that courage to go ahead and do that, though?
Failures.
Ah.
That's what gives you the courage.
Okay, okay.
Not sitting around wallowing and, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Do something about it. Because we hear that all the time. People always like, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You're just scared.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So scared people don't make money.
No, yeah. Scared money don't make no money.
Period.
So you said you're a mom of three, right?
Yes.
So how important is it to teach your children about financial literacy? Like, at what age did you start, or did you ever teach them?
I think there's really... as soon as your kids understand they're in grade school, you should tell them what it is. And you should be open and honest with your kids. Mm-hmm. If finances are not the way they're supposed to, certain things they can't get or certain things you can't afford. I was always transparent with my kids, whether they understood it or not. I can't get this today. I can't get cable this month. That's what it is. Yeah.
You let them know what's going on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Cause you know, you have some parents out here like, oh, it's finances. It's too serious. And I'm like, no, you have other cultures where they're teaching their kids about finances at the age of three.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we definitely got to get on the ball and make sure that's
we
something.
We do.
That, because it's not we being do. Really done in school like that.
No, it really isn't. Well, not in the schools, in the urban communities,
correcto.
I like to call them, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because if you go to other school districts and other places in New York, where Suffolk County, Nassau County, and you know that because you're from New York, different mindset, different teaching,
because
it's where you at. So the urban communities need to do more and get teachers in that finance industry teaching them starting in grade school, knowing about how important finances are.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that you're fluent in Spanish and Creole.
Yes. A little.
Passé?
A lot of sac passé. A little bit of Spanish. Enough where I can have a conversation because the dialect of Creole and Spanish is a lot. It's similar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can catch a lot of little words here and there in Spanish.
Mm.
But it goes with when you want to hustle and when you want to get the money, you're going to learn to speak any language you got to speak to get
it. Hey, I feel you. You got to get that dinero.
Yep.
Okay. So tell us the name of your business.
It's C. Caesar Inc.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's, your initials.
Yes. Camille, and my last name is Caesar. So I thought.
Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar. And if anyone knows, that means money, l'argent.
L'Agent.
Yes.
Okay. No, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, Caesar means L'Agent?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. César.
Yeah, because it means money. César. Yeah. Means money.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So you have some roots in Haiti.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. We all do.
All right. So you know how to cook sauce-bois,
all that good stuff. I cook. I do a lot of everything just because growing up, having kids, I was married, so I was able to do all that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're single now?
Absolutely.
All right. So fellas, you know, the DM. Yes, man. Okay, okay, okay. So tell us, what is your business like specialize in?
Wow. C-Caesar Inc. has taken the role of being a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I want to be able to have the communities of people that come to my office and returning clients be able to get everything that they need there. So I do taxes, business and personal, payroll, accounting services. I help you get funding. Wow. I help you structure your business. I help you open a business. And I bring the banks to you. What a lot of people don't understand, after you open a business account, or after you open your actual business, you need to have a business account. So yeah. I actually bring the banks to you. I have a relationship with PNC, Bank of America, and Bank United. These people come to my office every Tuesday for new clients that are just opening businesses so they can open business account.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So since you said you bring the banks to us, right?
Yep.
Do you experience any type of friction with the banks? Because I see that you specialize more so with dealing with black and brown people.
Not really. We're in the era where we need to understand what we are as a culture.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had a lot of people not understand our culture, right? But put a name brand, put something in front of us, we make that money for them.
Correct.
Right? So let's do it in another way. Let's project it in another way. So the banks that I deal with, they're PNC, Bank of America, they out here. They for everyone. But a lot of the branch managers are black, minority-owned people that works in the bank, that want to help us out. But they saying a lot of us is not structured the right way. So when they meet someone like me, they say, hey, Cam, this person needs business taxes. Can you help them out?
Okay.
So we both helping each other out here.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay, so you're getting everybody ready so they can be properly prepared for the banks.
Correct.
Okay. So what kind of systems are you using to make sure your business is running smoothly?
We have a database that we implemented with a lot of our different clients. Some of our clients, honestly, are returning clients that are on payroll. We do their accounting for them. We do their quarterly reports for them. We do their profit and loss. Lot of the new clients we get are word of mouth from people that have dealt with us, have gotten great results, and then bring us business.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so that referrals.
Oh, yeah. The referrals sick.
You're kicking in.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Okay. So how are you able to relate to the struggles of your clients?
Because I had to struggle. I had to understand finances. Again, I always use me as the reference because when I get on the platform and talk about it, I'm going to talk about my story first.
Yeah.
What I had to go through. Understand finances and living check to check with kids and trying to make it, getting a second job. So I had to understand that. So where I'm at today, it wasn't given to me. I had to work hard.
Yeah.
So why I'm good in my finances is because trial and error. That's it. So I'm here today and I have to teach other people what I did and how I did and how I got out of my rut, made sure I made money, and now I'm comfortable. I'm not stressing about paying my bills.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see that girl bland. So how old were you when you no longer had to live check to check?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I ain't trying to put you.
No, there. It's good.
But you
it's
look
kind
of like, I don't know, maybe 28, 29?
Thank you. Well, I'm in my 40s, so I think became financially independent, I want to say, in my late 30s.
Wow.
And a lot of women can understand that because we get into a lot of relationship because men are giving us and we need to cover certain things. So I had some rotten relationship because of financial situation, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm at a point where I pick and choose now.
Okay.
You
ain't
got to
go with him because he got the money.
Correct.
Okay.
So it feels good. And you know, you weed out the best people in your life and you know who you want to talk to.
Yeah.
So a lot of women I deal with and I talk to every day, they're in situation not because they want to be, because they have to be because of the finances.
Yeah. No, I feel so, you. Mm-hmm. But do you do see a lot of women out here that kind of like fixer-uppers?
They do.
Why do you think that is?
Because they dealing with a lot of trauma, too. And I can't speak for all of them. I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm raised and born in Brooklyn. You know, I know what it is to have dope boys, to know them, to, you know, niggas on the street. But at the end of the day, what do you want for you?
Mm.
And how do you want to come out of this?
Okay. Like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That elevation is real.
It is.
So you was helping people with the PPP loans?
Absolutely.
Legally, or was Muggs getting locked up? How was
I tell people all the time, I facilitated a lot of PPP application.
Uh-huh.
The first thing I did when I got anybody money, told you, the PPP stands for Payroll Protection Program. It tells you have to do payroll. Now, okay, if you take your money, you go buy a Lambo, and then want to know 9 months later why they're knocking on your door. That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you understand?
Okay. So your side ain't illegal.
No.
You did the process.
Because what I did, I had you sign my contract saying, hey, you came into my office. This is what you wanted me to do. I helped you facilitate your application. I didn't sign for you. I didn't do anything. But I did tell you, hey, if you got this money, you got to do payroll. If you saying you got 10 people on payroll, put them 10 people on payroll.
Okay.
You understand? So I told you, I gave you the blueprint, and it wasn't on me. SBA.gov gave you the blueprint, too. All you had to do was go on their website. They told you exactly what to do with their money.
Yeah, well, you know, they ain't really reading like that.
Right, because it was a quick way for people to get money.
Yeah.
And they thought that they weren't going to get caught. Anything that the federal government gives to us is monitored.
Mm-hmm.
They know who they give it to.
Yeah.
And when they're ready to come back for it, they're going to come back for it.
Come back hard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so when people get approved for these PPPs, grants, loans, do you have to pay taxes on those funds?
Well, the PPP was forgiven, so no.
Okay.
Grants, really? Grants, you don't pay anything. It's a grant for your business or your nonprofit, which they're giving to you,
mm-hmm.
so you don't pay taxes, and you don't pay taxes on loans. But you do declare them on your taxes,
uh-huh.
but you don't pay taxes on it. It's a loan given to you because, remember, you're paying that back whenever you have to pay it back.
Okay.
And the PPP was a forgiven loan almost at 100% if you prove to them that you did the payroll, used it for 24 weeks, et cetera. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good information, man. Y'all better be jotting this down because she over here dropping gems.
Yep.
So how can I save on my taxes and like maximize profits as a new business owner?
Well, depending where your business is at, right? Because you can start a business today and you make $1 million in 6 months. You can start a business.
Really?
Today.
What business is that?
Hey, you look, there's so much things out there that people are making money with.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But there's so many different ways. How you maximize deductions, I always tell any small business owner, put yourself on payroll. Pay taxes for yourself and for your business. Get a W-2 at the end of the year.
Mm.
Get medical coverage through your business. All of those are tax deductions.
Oh, so you can get medical coverage through your business and not necessarily be at a job.
Yeah. You could do it yourself. I have 401k plans. I have IRAs.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you don't need your 9-to-5 for that?
No, you could do it yourself.
Wow.
Especially your IRAs. You can literally say, hey, I have an entity, a business entity. I have 3 employees. I want to get them on that. As mm-hmm. the business owner, first of all, you get a tax break for that. Second of all, you helping your employees out. They take it from the check, you know, before it's taxed. They dump it into, you know, the IRA, whatever they choose to get,
yeah.
you're good. Because we don't look at ourselves as multi-million dollar businesses, that's
yeah.
why we don't have that mindset for. We can do the same thing that Google, Amazon, everybody does. We can do the same thing as business owners.
Okay.
Get the tax break. Remember, everything is under your entity's name.
Mm,
that's okay. all it is, yeah.
Yeah, so we need a woman like this in our corner, you know? Okay, so I also see that you help people with, like, the immigration status.
Yes.
So what, you getting people married for papers?
No. Look, I have a lot of people that comes into my office, right? They're on the TPS or uh-huh. they're here illegally. And they want to know what to do. I've helped a lot of people get the relief funds that they were giving with the IRS, right? A lot of people got it, and they were TPS people that didn't think they can get it. As long as you're in this country, you can get whatever this country benefits. So I help you do the process. Is it to get your application, go in to get an I-9 visa, anything mm-hmm. that you need, I can help. My office can help you get it done.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. So all y'all here illegally or y'all looking for y'all stuff, make sure y'all holler at her.
Yes.
Okay, okay. All right, I like that. So why is it so important to put yourself on payroll as well versus just putting your employees on?
Because as a business owner, you do have stakes in your business. So you should have a profit coming from the business as your payroll. Okay. Any CEO, any president, any VP, they're on payroll through their business, right? Mm. So because the idea is that yourself and your employees, and you're paying taxes for yourself and the business, are all tax deduction at the end of the year. Like, okay, they have that ERC that's going on, right? I'm getting so much phone calls about the earned retention credit. The only way you can get it if you have W-2s.
Okay.
For your employees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get it. And Joe Biden passed that in 2020 that you can get up to $26,000 per employee.
Really?
Exactly. So if you didn't do this and you've been running your business and just writing checks out, paying people on the table, mm-hmm, that's a disadvantage to a business owner. That's a disadvantage. That doesn't help you at all. Wow. And then you're going to complain when you want to do your business. Oh, I owe too much. Okay. Do it the right way. You won't owe too much.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So you think this information is out here for people? Why do you think people don't know about this stuff?
It's out there on IRS.gov. Everything I tell anybody I do, I even show them the website where I go and find the information out. Yeah. So it is out there. Whether people want to take it, because people like shortcuts in life. You and I both know that.
No, that's true. Yeah, we want it the fast way, e-mass way.
That's it. Yeah. But shortcut doesn't get you where you need to get to. We see it every day with the celebrities, Wesley Snipes, Lauryn Hill. Shortcut don't get you right.
Yeah.
It get you in trouble.
No, that's true.
If you can't understand how to run your business now, when you become a multi-million dollar business, you're just going to fail. Mm. That's not going to mean nothing because you ain't know how to run it from the beginning.
Yeah. No, that's true. Okay. Yeah. How you start is definitely, you know what I'm saying, like how you end.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, okay. So how soon can a business get funding?
They like you to, so it depends. There's a lot of funding companies out here that will fund you after 6 months with bank statements. But okay, those are considered hard lenders. The interest rate is ridiculous, between 12 to almost 21%.
Damn.
If you look in traditional funding where you can get funding after a year, because a lot of banks and a lot of companies that want to fund, they want to make sure this ain't a hobby. Is this really what you want to do?
Yeah, facts.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So a year in your business, a one calendar year where you can do taxes for the business and taxes for yourself, can dictate how much money you can make or how much money you can get from funding. Because again, some people do things for 2 seconds and then tomorrow it stops.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Why do you think people give up so fast though?
Because they're not making the money. People, a lot of us go into things thinking, oh, this is a lick. Let me make a couple of dollars here and I'm good.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you want to look at things like that? You know, have a blueprint. I always say a blueprint is everything. When I decided I'm going full stream my business, not work for nobody else, I have ups and downs in the business.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't discourage me. That just makes me go hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about, like, how does using other people's money work for you when you're running your business?
It's beautiful. I mean, OPM has been one of the best things to do in this world. We as black people don't know it because we're like, I want no debt. That's why you have a business and you have an EIN number. That's who's in debt, the business, not yourself per se.
Uh-huh.
And yes, using money from the banks, nonprofits, people that want to help you or you want to build your business, you should get money from them. Because that's how you, if you truly believe in what you believe in, borrow money for your business, you're just going to be able to pay that back with no problem because you already know what you're doing. You just need some working capital.
Yeah.
Right? So if you come to me talking about, I got to pay this back. Is this forgiven? I'm even going to talk to you right now. You ain't ready to own the business.
Those are business red flags.
Exactly.
Okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So you also believe in like investing your money, right?
You have to.
So what are some vehicles that you can use to invest your money?
I tell people all the time, if you want to purchase a vehicle in your business, you can. You can go into any particular, you know, automotive place, any dealer, and purchase a car under your EIN number. Mm-hmm. As long as your business is, I want to say vested in a sense, it's been a year or so, your credit, because you are still the personal guarantor, they will run your credit even though it goes under that business, but it's okay, just your personal guarantor. But you can go anywhere. I mean, there's always tax deduction. The Tesla, forget it. That's a car that runs on electric. There's so much deductions for cars out there.
Mm.
You know, so.
Okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So tell me, like, what's the importance of being in rooms you have to pay for versus the free ones?
I don't know. I don't know. Everyone tells me, like, these events, these masterminds, these this, that. Mm-hmm. I mean, who am I talking to? Right? I guess it's who you, where you want to go and what you're looking to do. Do I want to network with everyone? Nah, I'm good. Do I want to meet people that have the same mindset as me? Yeah, but I could meet a nigga off the street that have the same mindset as me, just need a little push. And he could be that one to tell me how to do certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I respect it. You know, I do some classes in that sense, but it has to make sense. Mm-hmm. So when my students or the people that register for my class, they got to be leaving with something positive that they know.
Yeah.
She's giving me the blueprint. Here's, I got to go do this now.
Okay.
And we got to take ownership for it and follow up with those people. Right? How many times you gone somewhere, you pay $2,500, $10,000, ain't nobody follow up with you. Really? You took my money, you ain't even calling me, see how things are. Maybe I need to hear you. You know, so I do a lot of hands-on with my clients. Okay. I call them. I reach out to them. I say, hey, you know, what's going on? What you looking for more money? You know, what we looking for? How we, you know, I do it because I know how it feels to be in something and then kind of stuck. You're not sure where to go.
Okay. No, you're right. Because I've been to a couple of conferences and I'm like, damn, okay, where do we go from here?
Exactly. You know,
I guess it's about how much you're actually networking when you're in the room to kind of build.
But what
up.
If you're not a networking type of person? What if you're not a friendly type of person?
But then why are you there then? I mean, that's what I would think. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
it
you're
could be,
here.
It could be just getting knowledge. You know, sometimes you want to just sit and listen.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you know, this platform that we have, everyone is an expert. Everyone is a coach.
Yeah.
Everyone is, you know, I don't know. I always tell people, I'm not certifying anything, but I'm certifying my own experience.
Okay, I like that. So you wouldn't consider yourself an expert?
No.
No?
No. I just think that the knowledge is here. I receive it and I deliver it out there to the people.
Mm.
An expert? No, not quite yet. Enough to understand what I need to do and where I need to go to. Absolutely. Yeah. I'll put you on that right track.
Okay. I can respect that. Yeah. At least she's transparent.
Absolutely. You know? You have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be. I don't tell people when they come in my office, oh, I'm going to give you the world. That's a lie.
Okay.
I'm going to help you get structured. I'm going to make you understand why. And I let you understand why you can't get this. But if you do this, we can get it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's people come in there with, oh, she going to get me this. Or she, no, we're going to do this blueprint together because you all messed up in the game. Like that business 101, your credit should be on point.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people that come in my office. They ain't right. So I got to put you in my, I got to put you in the credit restoration program first.
Okay. So that's the first stop.
That is with me. If you want to get anything and everything out there, your credit is key. And you know, I messed up my credit a few times along the way.
Really? How so?
Because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? My parents were Haitian descent.
Okay.
So when they came from Haiti, they didn't know nothing about credit. They paid cash, work hard, and that's what it was. So when I got 18, my first credit card, I blew them because I didn't know what to do.
Okay, you thought it was your money.
Right. Where it's borrowed money with a lot of interest.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie. When it comes to like credit and stuff like that, I don't think I learned about credit until I was like 33.
See?
Yeah.
And knowing when we want to purchase something, when we, you know, and we start getting to know things. So that's why the first thing I always have a client do, pull up your credit. Let's see what we need to work on.
Yeah.
Because in order for me to give you everything, that credit need to be right. There is no back door. Yes, you hear a lot of people say, oh, I could get you funding. Oh, without good credit, with 500. Think about what they're saying to you. They can get you funding. Your credit score is at 500. How much interest? You can barely pay your bills now. Do you think you're going to be able to pay the bills that they're about to lean on you and give you?
No, facts. Yeah, facts.
People don't think because they too quick. They thinking about the money, but not thinking about, look at the interest you're about to pay on this.
Yeah. Okay. So why is it important to pick the right business structure?
It's important to know picking the right business structure is how you're going to get funding, how you're going to get the most out of the money that's out there for us to use.
Okay,
so knowing how to label your business, how to call your business, and what exactly your business do, that's very important because funding is based on a NACA code knowing what that is and how much money you can get.
Yeah.
So okay. That's important.
All right. So, like, let me see here, right? What's the best way to make sure my money goes to who I want it to go to when I pass away?
I'm learning more about trust.
Okay.
A will. Learning about wills other than life insurance, because I do life insurance as well, guys. Mm-hmm. So it's just knowing. I always say a will or a trust is great to have.
Yeah.
Because you're actually, it's your words or your handwritten and talking about where you want to go. This to go, if you got family, friends, kids. However, a lot of us don't do that. If all of us had life insurance, they would cut. It would cut dramatically how much black brothers are dying out there and sisters.
Wow, you think so?
Oh, I know so. Imagine for every hair you had like $500,000.
Nah,
I think the cops will really think about pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
What that happens when you make a black man or black woman rich and powerful, a lot of things happen.
Mm. No, that's true.
Just food for thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you 100%. Okay, so is it important to have more than one business account when you setting up your business?
Absolutely. You need to have more than one business account. And I have a little reel that I made to just explain why you should have one. You should always have a business account for your profit, taxes, your Zelles, and and payroll. Yeah. Got to break those accounts up because then you know where each of the money goes to or even the money that you're receiving. Want to split them up because you have so many different expenses as a business owner.
Yeah.
You want to kind of understand. And it's better for an accounting or your tax preparer like myself. When you come in there and you have these different bank statements, I know where you allotted a lot of your money. More than others. You understand? Okay. So it gives us the breakdown, gives you the breakdown.
Yeah.
You see where you're filtering your money.
Yeah. And how to track it and,
correct,
and budget it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you think there's a psychology when it comes to money?
I think it is. Understanding it, using it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is because a lot of us get caught up in shopping and doing a lot of things, right? And again, I was a victim of that. So, but after you, I pretty much say you've done the things that you needed to do, right? Now it's sitting down. Do you have a property? Do you have a car?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Do you have investments?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you look back, you know, because again, growing up, I wasn't thinking about those things,
mm-hmm.
but the more people and the people that are around you, you start elevating, you start understanding, oh shit, I need to get a house. I need to have some investment property.
Yeah.
I need to buy some stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
Right? And start looking and it start making sense to you because the people that you surround yourself with are all doing the same thing. You know, one thing I always tell people, go out with your friends and see who pays the bill. If all of y'all fighting to pay the bill, that means you in the right circle.
If all of y'all are fighting to pay the bill.
Think about that. Because you always got a couple of people that are like, yo, I got it next week. I got this. No.
Okay.
Because when you're elevating and you're moving up in the world,
mm-hmm.
your circle changes. The people around you change. And sometimes you can't take the people you've known so many years in your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have to stay behind while you move up. And we have to understand it because we get emotionally attached to people. Well, I've known them for 15 years.
Yeah. You just knew that person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've known people that I met in South Florida for 2, 3, 4 years, and they have been the best people in my life.
Wow.
Just works that way.
So time doesn't always play a factor.
It doesn't at all. For me, it doesn't. Relationship, professional life, none of that. Time don't pay nothing with me because you could meet somebody today, and that person's the person you fall in love with and you're with the rest of your life.
No, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so everybody talking about credit repair, right? I know that's a service that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so how do you separate yourself from the crowd?
I am a true example of using the credit restoration program that I have in my office with the team that I have that have done it. I can't separate. The only thing I can say is that we are very transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 weeks, you come into my office, you see what's going on, you see the reports that's been sent out.
Okay.
You sit with the credit counselors in my office. You see them, you know them, you see what they're doing. Because I'm a type of person that I like to see to believe. I train my clients to come in and see to believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are they actually disputing when you're doing a credit repair?
Well, credit repair has so many different layers to it.
Uh-huh.
Again, not my expertise, but I got the expertise in the office. So many different layers, because right now medical bills are not supposed to be on your credit report. They passed a law when we were in COVID that they weren't supposed to put that. So a lot of people don't know that. So you can dispute those.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they come off.
Really?
Yeah. I go to TransUnion, Experian, go to all of them. They tell you that. Yeah.
Get the hell
out. Yes, they can't do that no more. So there's so many different things that I learn and read up on every day to understand how to help my clients understand their credit reports, mm-hmm. the FICO scores, your Dun & Bradstreet, all these things that you need to understand in order to run your business and your personal life successful. So, you know, it's not just coming in, you pay me for a consultation visit, and you don't understand why you came in, why you paid that.
Yeah.
Nah, it's the whole blueprint I give you. You know, and again, not everyone that comes in wants the service, right?
Okay.
You're not going to get everyone that understands it, want to do it, because again, we have people that want to fast track through everything. It's not fast the way track. It's going to work. Yeah, fast track through everything. It's not going to work.
So why are there different scores when it comes to your credit, like
bureaus? Scores, the different scores are how different companies that you borrow money from or you get money from, mm-hmm. Sends your score out to these different credit card bureaus or the bureaus itself. So it's so many different ways to understand the scores and so many different ways that can be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate way is always paying your bills on time.
Okay.
Paying more than the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come across that road where you see you can't pay, call them creditors. I'm telling you, they will work with you.
Really?
Yes, they do. You'll be surprised. They're not as bad.
That's true.
Yeah.
When I was working on my credit, I did call a couple of them. And like,
weren't they very lenient at helping you out?
200, you know.
Exactly. You can negotiate your stuff yourself.
Okay. You know? So which one is the most accurate? Which score is the most accurate?
All the bureaus are accurate, honestly, because they all report whatever's given to them. And all of them, I have their phone numbers for all of them. You call them. If you can dispute with them. Honestly, by yourself. I called Equifax. There was about 15 inquiries on them. I went and told them I need them to be removed. This is the reason why. Within 72 hours, they were all dropped.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to pick up that phone and call.
Yeah. When I say I do credit restoration, I give you homework to do. I'm not doing everything for you, because you got to know that if you put into doing that credit restoration for yourself, you're going to respect it a lot more. Right? I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you the leg. I'm gonna give you everything we have to do, but I'm also gonna give you homework to do at the end of the night. I'm like, okay, I've done this. Now today's part for you is that start calling them, saying you need this, you need that. That's how it is. You get homework to do. So you just sit back and you complain about, well, I gave this girl $1,500. She ain't do nothing. How you know she ain't do nothing? Or if she didn't do anything, why didn't you ask?
Yeah, that's the fee, $1,500.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten people that come in my office. And they said, well, I paid $2,000.
Yeah.
And then you pull up everything and say, so what did you pay $2,000 for?
Mm.
Right? So I tell people all the time, if I'm paying my money to anyone, you better show me what you're doing for me.
Mm.
I ain't got a problem to pay for great service
or
for the things I need. Just show me what you're doing.
Yeah. You got to show
me. Be involved.
Yeah.
Because if you're not involved and you say, okay, here, do this, that's a problem right there.
Because you don't actually see what's going on.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's why I have the way in my office, you come in, you want to do credit restoration, you go into the credit department, they take your information. Now there's a communication, and I oversees everything in my office.
Okay.
So I know what's going on. Right. I know each person individually in my office.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Okay. So also let me ask you this, like when it comes to the score, does your score determine like how the type of loan that you can get?
Yes and no. Again, there's a median score to all three credit scores that you get. The better your credit with anything is, the better your loan amount. That makes sense, right?
Okay.
The better your credit is, the better it is for you to get the most funding.
The most funding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. So can you tell me the difference between a secured card and an unsecured card? Because some people don't know.
A secure card with any of the banks or anybody, you got to put money down.
Mm.
You use the money that you put down and you show them, and whether it's 6 months, a year, how you're able to pay it back, right? You put $300 back, you use it, you put it back, use it, pay it back. Because they want to see how good you are. And a lot of time people use secure cards for people that don't have the greatest credit and they're trying to build their credit. And once that bank, whoever decide to do that secure card for you, and they feel like in 6 months of the year you've done it well, you pay, you have no missed payments, they then give you an unsecured card. That's the difference. The unsecured card, your credit is okay or decent or great. They give you a line of credit.
Okay. So is it good, like once your credit is good, right, to if you're trying to help out your kids, to put them on as an authorized user?
Yes. Both my kids are authorized users on all my credit cards.
Are you giving them the card or are you?
I don't. And it's no reason. I mean, my son, he don't really care. He doesn't even know what I'm doing. He just feels like, okay, you know, so.
Let mommy.
Yeah, she'll take care of it. My 11-year-old, I start printing her my cards at 12. So next year she'll be on my card. And my oldest, I put on a few cards too. Mm-hmm. But it's just to help them out. Yeah. You know, I didn't get it done to me because my parents didn't know.
They didn't know.
Now that I know, I'm going to do it for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. I tell a lot of people that, like, my parents are from Trinidad.
Oh, okay.
So I think the people from the Caribbean, they just know how to take care of their kids.
That's,
you know,
it.
They didn't really focus on
the finance part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they had a house. They did things with finances, but they didn't understand the importance of making sure you pass down that information.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And we had to go through all the trials and errors and catch on late.
We do, yeah.
If you actually did catch on.
Right.
So I saw you're in real estate too?
Oh, well, I do have a real estate in my office. So I want to be that one-stop shop.
So you don't necessarily specialize, you like personally, but you have those services in your office.
Correct.
Oh,
so when you're there and a lot of people I've got funding for and the credit is great, now they want to purchase a home. Well, I'm going to send you out when I could source that right in my office to you.
Okay.
Bring the real estate to you. Okay. Bring the mortgage company to you.
So you're like the middle woman.
Yeah, and some of the services I have.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all because people like, if you doing great with the different clientele I have, they like that I'm hands-on.
Yeah.
They know that they can call me like, hey, I didn't get in contact with that real estate. It's in my office. Don't worry about it. We got you. You'll get a call in an hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So I ain't got to go too far from looking for a property.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but the market is crazy now, though, to be honest.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
The mortgage rates are right now 7% now. It's gone up.
Yeah. Even with renting, like forcing people to stay together.
Yeah, exactly. Sharing that rent together. I get it.
So how important is it to, like, build community?
It's good. But, again, it's a lot of legwork, and we have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Community is always good. I just purchased my home about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And thank you. And it's been the biggest accomplishment for me because, like, I did it. And despite, like, you get little people saying, man, you can't do it. Oh, it's too much. It really was so easy. I was able to close in 30 days. And with the market being the way it was, but it was just my timing and everything. So community is great. Community base and being in our urban communities are great.
Yeah.
But, you know, we still got a lot of cleanup to do because we can't do it all on our own.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear the thing circulating around. I mean, it's been circulating around for a minute, like reparations for us.
I'm still waiting.
Do you think that's something that we should get? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. There's no reason why shouldn't we get it. I mean, we are a nation, or we are a group of ethnic people that has suffered a lot through our ancestors, through a lot. And I feel like, why shouldn't we get something that everybody else is getting?
Yeah.
This is America, right? They said this is the land of the dream. You get things done here. Why shouldn't we get a piece of the pie?
No, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? But
100%.
But they, you know, they put us in these boxes where we can't, or we fighting each other. Crabs in the barrel.
Yeah.
We're trying to get on top of each other.
Yeah.
But I'm not using that as an excuse because I got to be an example of that and show them that we can get out of it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. It's a lot. We got a lot that we go through.
No, I 100% agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with all that you got going on, how do you achieve balance?
Balance is hard. I don't know. I guess because I'm a mom at the end of the day.
You said you got an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my 11-year-old is 22 in real life because she has two older siblings. But I do.
Okay.
I do. It's a balance. I mean, there's times I have to take a break from it and just kind of push things away and kind of refocus.
Yeah.
And there's times I go hard. I mean, I don't like to be burnt out, but being a business owner and being a mom, being a friend, you do get burnt out.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it together, but ultimately I love what I do, so I try to take little mini trips and vacations and stuff. But even when I go away, I'm talking about my business. So
yeah. So works. Taking the trips is how you kind of recenter yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Regroup. Reset. Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say are your five acts of joy?
Giving out to my community would be one.
Really? You do that? How so?
I do Thanksgiving drives. I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And okay. When I do a Thanksgiving drive, I'm doing one this year. I don't literally give you a turkey. Let me be clear on that.
You ain't get no turkey?
I give a turkey, but I give you a complete grocery. Meaning you want potatoes, we give you potatoes, the rice, the beef, everything that you need to actually make a meal. Because sometimes I'm giving out a turkey, what if you ain't got everything else to make with it? What if you ain't got the oil? Why you ain't got the rice? You know,
True that.
Last year I did food shopping. I went and shopped. Everything I would need to make my Thanksgiving dinner is what I gave out to six families.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So do you choose the families or is it just random on the street?
So last year what they had to do was hit me up on my DM.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the reason why you or your friend or somebody needed the grocery. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much it. Now, I don't want too much. You ain't got to go into detail.
Okay.
You know, you were working and maybe it was just that time you didn't have. Yeah. I gave it. And I went all the way down to Opa-locka, Carroll City, came back up to Broward. So I delivered everywhere. I was in the Sprinter giving food out. And I had a lot of sponsors come out and give me stuff to give out to the people that were there. This year is going to be a little different. This year I'm doing it in front of my office where I'm going to set up tents. I'm going to have an area for kids to play. And the parents get to actually pick and choose their items. So I'll have them set up. They have their little bags, my CC's and ink bags.
Okay.
Put your food and groceries in, like Publix, but with my name. Put your groceries in it, and you go from there. So that is what I'm doing. I'm looking for sponsorships, people that want to be involved, because I've been very, very thankful for the things that happened to me. So I got to give back to my community.
Okay.
So that's my way of giving back.
All right. We like that girl giving back.
Yeah, you got
it. So would you say this is your passion, your purpose?
Yes, I love it.
Do you see anything else for yourself? Modeling, acting?
Acting, maybe. I don't know. Modeling? Nah, I'm too old. I don't
need to do all that. No, I don't know. No. I could see you on a cover of Vogue or, you know, maybe.
Maybe to talk about what I've done of who I've inspired, right? Talk about me and talk about the people I've helped along the way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, right now my passion and what I'm doing, what I'm driving for is to help our communities, our urban communities, black and brown people understand financial literacy.
Okay.
And letting them know that, you know, you don't have to really work a 9-to-5 if you got a passion for something you really love. Make it happen. If you need the funding, let's work together and let's get the money for you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all about just being out there, helping people. And not just saying it, but actually doing it. Because we get a lot of these fake people saying a lot of stuff out here. Where the action? I need to see.
Yeah.
Who have you
helped? Where the receipts.
Exactly. And not only that, if you help people, who have the person you help other people? Right? It has to be a chain reaction to everything you do.
Why is that so important?
Because it's important because when someone looks at us or someone picks up a phone, look at our Instagram, our Facebook, I don't want you to get confused about what you see me. I want you to understand that I work for this and I have people that I'm helping get to this level.
Yeah.
Right? Because we get confused when we see Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
All right? We get caught up with the fantasy, but what's the real world? What you doing? What do I see you at? Are you going back into your communities? Are you helping people out? You're not just picking out the people you're helping. Are you helping everyone and anyone that comes your way?
Mm.
All right? Because people pick who they want to help. I'm not picking whoever I want to help. You want to help? Call me. Let's go. Let's work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not, I'm not picking it just because I'm from New York. I don't pick only New York people. I target everyone. You want to help? You calling me? We're going to help. We're going to talk. We're going to see what we can do. Right? Because it doesn't mean that sometime I may not be able to help you, but I promise you I'm going to get someone that gets you on the right path, because I got a lot of people on my team that's here to help anyone that comes through our door with no problem.
Yeah.
And being humble to yourself. That's all. You know what I'm saying? So it's so much. I see so much influencers. I see so much people I even look at. Yeah. And I look at them all the time. I'm like, bro, you show me all this, but how you really got there? Mm. What you really holding up?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have Camille for president.
Oh, I want to. That might be the next look for me.
Okay. So what strategies can you say are useful to when it comes to teaching people about the importance of financial literacy?
Seeing the person mindset. I always like interviewing people. Mm-hmm. When you come in for a consultation visit, that's my interview. That's okay. Me asking you, what do you want? What do you want to get out of this business? Yeah. What you looking to do, right? Because you could want to do a whole bunch of things, but your mindset might not be right. So what we really doing, for real, for real?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because, again, the internet and social media makes it seem like it's a 1-2-3 thing to have a business or to run it successful. Nah, it takes a minute.
Yeah.
SBA.gov say it takes 5 years for a business to really see its full potential.
Wow, 5 years.
5 years.
Okay.
And you might not be profiting from it.
Yeah.
It depends, right? You might be pouring more into it before you actually getting out of it.
Mm.
So are you really ready for the long run? Do you really want to do this?
Yeah.
So okay. Those are questions I ask when they come to me and how did you do it? I'm like, shoot, it'd be hard some days.
Yeah.
But you got to have the drive, the dedication to do it.
Dedication.
Yes. Key word, dedication.
Facts. So what books can you recommend for somebody who's trying to shift their mindset from poverty thinking to wealth thinking? Or videos or anything. Because I know, you know, lots of times people, depending on how you learn, some people don't learn through reading.
I mean, I have a great person on my team and who's been real good to me. And he's always sending me books and videos to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just did the 40 Laws of, I don't remember the name of the book. I'm still reading it now.
Okay.
But he sends me a lot of clips, a lot of videos, a lot of YouTubing, a lot of people that's really just on different platforms talking about different ways of helping the community or helping just understand financial literacy.
Yeah.
I don't per se have one or two books. It's several of them. Somebody can give me a book today. I'm going to read it if it's good, because I do a lot of audiobooks because I don't have time to literally pick up the book. And so I put it on my AirPods, just go and listen because I'm always on the go.
Mm-hmm.
And I take some things from it, try to implement it in my life.
Yeah.
Because my life is not so perfect. So I always try to find ways to understand things a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I've achieved that, I help other people understand it as well. So I don't per se have one book that I listen to or read. It's whatever works with me.
Okay.
You know, that's what I can say, yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate you for coming out.
Thank
this has
you.
Been so awesome. You dropped so much gems. I hope y'all had your pencil and papers out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, for real.
Let everybody know where they could find you at.
So if anybody's interested in getting information, whether you want to open a business, get funding, do your taxes, business or personal, do some bookkeeping in your business, you can go to www.ccesarinc.com. You can call me in my office at 954-404-6443. Instagram is ccesarinc or Camille_N_Caesar. Or you know, call me. Instagram, DM me, Facebook me. I'm around. Yes, I am the only one who answers all my DMs.
Okay.
People have been asking. No... Yeah, like I answer them.
All right.
If it makes sense, I answer your questions.
Be careful how you jumping in the DM, fellas.
Exactly. But you guys can hit me up at ccesarinc.com, Facebook. I don't have Twitter. I need to get Twitter? That. Everybody talk about Twitter. I think that's
Elon Musk just took it over the other day.
Yeah, and fired a lot of people.
Yeah.
So he came in, he restructured his business his way. That's the way you do things.
But why do you think a lot of businesses fire the heads when they're like restructuring their business?
Because their ideas of the old person, the new person coming, might not mesh together.
Mm.
And if you're coming in with your fresh thought and someone that's already been there forever, they're not really trying to. You know what I'm saying? So it depends. I mean, it doesn't always happen, but sometimes you do need fresh blood to get where you need to get to.
Okay.
Different mindset.
Okay. So do you have things in place like when it's time for you to go from a six figure to seven figures?
Absolutely. I've already hit that.
And okay.
I've had some clients hit that. I mean, to me, it's all about structures, everything, your business. Like, everyone in my office is on payroll. Right?
Okay.
So, and I have different departments in there too, mm-hmm. right? So it's not just coming into somebody. I have an accounting department. I have my credit department. You know, I have different types of departments handling different type of thing, even though I oversee the operation of the business, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm the president, then I have a VP, then I have a CFO. So you got to know these different structures for the business to get what you want from it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And again, a lot of people mindset, well, it's just a small business. Well, if you keep thinking small, then it's always going to be small.
Facts.
I don't think about my business. I always say when I walk in, how are we going to run this multi-million dollar business? What's our next
goal? Yes. Put it into existence.
That's what you got to do. If you don't, you're going to be out there starving.
Facts. Okay. Well, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Y'all better
so
make
much.
Sure y'all go follow her. Get that information. You're trying to start your business. You already know where to go. Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I talk gray, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.
Yes.